Lesson 9.
Word list.
Land.
Port.
Brighten up.
Curiously.
Stronghold.
Prison.
A teach yourself book.
Single.
Amuse.
Amusing.
Joke.
Row. Front row.
Crowd.
Particularly.
Keen.
Accent.
Afterwards.
Advertisement.
Exchange.
Attract.
Extensive.
Facility.
Scientific.
Research.
Ordinary.
Bore.
Tear.
Examine.
Spacious.
Drawing.
Climb.
Lawn.
Inhabit.
Doorstep.
District.
Striking.
Contrast.
Wealth.
Mutter.
Clench.
Idioms and expressions.
Not a single.
Now that.
At first.
To get down to.
To be keen on.
To get to know.
Can't tear oneself away from.
To get in touch with.
From side to side.
To go on foot.
Proper names.
Vladimir Ilyich Lenin.
London.
Nadezhda Konstantinovna Krupskaya.
Siberia.
Hyde Park.
Britain.
British.
Ireland.
Irish.
Paris. Text.
Lenin in London. When we landed at the port of London, Vladimir Ilyich's face immediately brightened up, and he began looking curiously at this stronghold of capitalism. We thought we knew the English language, having even translated a whole book from English into Russian when we were in Siberia. I had learnt English in prison from a teach-yourself book, but had never heard a word of it spoken. Now that we were in London, we found we could not understand a single word, and nobody understood us. At first this was very amusing, and Vladimir Ilyich joked about it. However, he soon got down to learning the language. We started going to all kinds of meetings, always standing in the front row, and carefully studying the speaker's mouth. We went very often to Hyde Park, where speakers addressed the passing crowds on different subjects. We were particularly keen on listening to one man who spoke with an Irish accent, which we found easier to understand. We learnt a great deal by listening to spoken English. Afterwards, through an advertisement, Vladimir Ilyich got in touch with two Englishmen who wanted to exchange lessons, and he began studying with them. He got to know the language quite well. Vladimir Ilyich also studied London. He visited the British Museum, where he spent half his time, attracted not by the museum itself, but by its extensive library and facilities for scientific research. Ordinary museums bored Vladimir Ilyich, but I remember one little museum from which Vladimir Ilyich could not tear himself away. This was the Museum of the 1848 Revolution in Paris, where he examined every little thing, every single drawing. Ilyich studied living London. He loved to climb to the top of an omnibus and go for long rides about the town. He liked the movement of this huge city. In the West End, we found quiet, spacious squares where the rich live in big houses with shining windows and green lawns. But a few minutes' walk from almost any of these places led us to the dirty little streets inhabited by the London working people, where lines of washing hung across from side to side, and pale children played on the doorsteps. To such districts we went on foot, and seeing the striking contrasts between wealth and poverty, Ilyich would mutter through clenched teeth, and in English, two nations.